Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Take it from the top now with extra warmth, courtesy of PermaSeal's attic insulation experts. Home comfort starts at the top. All right, no messing around now. We got business to do. We've got a studio full of people, including David Hochberg, our friends from the Salvation Army, a guy who used to play for Notre Dame, then the Bears, and now does a lot of hard hitting for the Salvation Army. We only do this once a year. We only do it for 2 hours a year, where we ask you to do everything you can to help the Salvation Army do the most good. David Hochberg is in our studios. Hi, Hawk.
Hey, bud.
Good to see you. And sitting next to you is Major Caleb Senn. Welcome back, sir.
Always great to be here.
Yeah, it's always good to have you here. We've got a studio full of people. Chris Zorich is sitting next to you. Chris, how are you?
How are you, sir? I'm very excited. My teams are winning, so it's a good thing.
Yeah. I won't even ask him about Notre Dame, Andy.
Oh, why not? I'm trying to represent both the Notre Dame and the Bears.
They won. They did some good things. Come on.
Oh, no, they had a great season. They just had a little thing at the end there that I don't think they deserve. Thank you so much for what you do for the Salvation Army.
Absolutely. I am honored to be here and honored to see my good man and the guy who I go to his barber as well.
So. That would be you, Major. And just one other note here. Christina Quinn, who is our PR and marketing specialist, is in the studio. Christina, we're shooting for $250,000. What's our kettle total right now?
I just refreshed it, and we're at $17,659.
See what you do to us, Hochberg? This is your doing.
It's only $232,000 ago, John. Relax.
Here's the phone number to call, 844-361-8400. It is ridiculously ambitious to get to $250,000 by noon today. Can you help the Army? If I give to the Salvation Army, Major, where does it go? What does it do?
We start with making sure people have what they need day-to-day for survival, so food, clothing, a warm place to sleep, making sure their mortgage and rent are paid for, making sure they have not having to make a choice between food on the table or paying their rent. We want parents to be able to sleep at night because of the work of the Salvation Army in their lives.
The number to call is 844-361-8400 or click on the red kettle at WGNradio.com. Okay, Christina, what are we at now? I'm like a little kid going, okay, did anybody make a donation? I got a long way to go, Christina. Where are we now?
I got to refresh. Oh, it's the same.
That's right, a lot, John, of pressure, man.
You got to space it out. But okay, so here's where the guilt comes in, John.
This is why you're here.
This is the 57, almost 50, Christmas, I'll be 58 years of Jewish guilt. 1.4 million people in the greater Chicagoland area are facing food insecurity, which equals about 2.4 to 2.5 million people. So what we're doing today is raising funds so the Salvation Army could help fill that void. And that's what we do every single year, and we always hit our goals, so we're going to need our listeners, especially in these economic times, to help us out even more than they've done in the past.
Is it mostly food, Major? Where does the money go?
At this time of year, it's food. It's helping kids have toys. Last year, over 170,000 toys were distributed.
Wow.
So that, you know, no kid should wake up on Christmas morning and have nothing. We want to make sure that doesn't happen. So food, after-school programs, making sure there's a safe place in the summer seasons, making sure that, like I said, helping with prescriptions and things you wouldn't even think about.
There are over a dozen Salvation Army staff members and volunteers at 844-361-8400. David?
107,000 toys were donated last year. And what the Major told me before the show was that the Angel Tree requests, which are the requests, you want to explain what the Angel Tree
requests are for parents who are looking to supply toys for their kids on Christmas morning.
Yeah. That they can't afford it. Doubled,
specific toys.
John, it's doubled from last year, just
really?
To prove the hardships really? That our listeners are having.
Chris, why are you involved? Why did you go from football to the Salvation Army?
So, as we heard, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people that are being helped. I was recipient way back when I was a little tot. I think Major, you and I have talked about this. I spent some time at Camp Wonder Lake. Is that still the name?
Wonderland.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Camp Wonderland. It's funny because I have a little photo that I found like last year, I think, and it's me like at 6 years old at this camp. And at the time, I literally thought I was like in a different country because I traveled from the south side of Chicago to Wisconsin, correct?
Right by Kenosha.
Yes, yeah. There you go. And literally I thought I was like in a totally different world. And I spent a week there. My mom was there. It was a really great time, but it gave me an understanding that there's life outside of my neighborhood. Since that time when I was a kid, received food, Christmas toys, I mean, everything. So when I have an opportunity to assist and help the Salvation Army, I jump at the opportunity, and I'm excited that after this time here, I'll be at the corner of Chicago and State ringing the bell.
Wow. Oh, hey, man. I didn't know that.
Double duty, bro.
Chicago and State. He's ringing the bell. Come downtown and see him.
I'm sorry. Washington and State. Sorry about that.
There's a difference.
Washington and State. Yes,
Washington and State.
Yes.
Washington and State.
Sorry about that.
By the way, this just in, the Duchossois Family Foundation says they will do a match of $25,000.
$25,000.
Absolutely.
$25,000 from the Duchossois family if you can call right now. 844-361-8400. Call 844-361-8400 or click on the kettle at WGNradio.com. I'm not surprised the Duchossois Family Foundation is making a donation. They've been big players in this town for a while, but that's a lot. So let's match it, $25,000.
Can I throw an idea out there? Why don't we just have Chris walk up and down State Street, and if somebody could tackle Chris Dorch today at a corner, it's got to be one-on-one, Chris. You know,
I am in, actually.
I'll donate $5,000.
Things I wouldn't do for the Salvation Army, and that actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, so they could take you down. It's got to be one-on-one. It's got to be within 6 inches, like you're on the line.
Fair
no
enough.
Running
Still
starts.
Looks like he's in playing.
He is, yeah.
I'll donate $5,000.
I really appreciate that because I'm actually 56, so thank you very much. I do appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think anybody could take you down. Yeah.
I'm going to send you the medical bill afterwards.
Did you guys stop it already?
Okay. Go.
This isn't your show.
844-361-8400 to 1 or go to WGNradio.com and click on the red kettle, John.
Christina Quinn, I'm going to ask you after a quick commercial break to tell us what the total is in the kettle. Can we get to $250,000 and help the Army do the good that our neighbors need? The phone number to call. 844-361-8400. We only do this once a year. We're already 20 minutes into our two-hour effort to raise $250,000 for the Salvation Army so they can do the most good in Chicago. Now's your chance to call 844-361-8400. Our Red Kettle Radiothon continues on WGN Radio right now, and joining us is Eric Klicks with Enterprise Mobility. He is the senior account manager there. Eric, welcome to the show. How are you?
Very good, John. Thanks for having me.
Tell us what Enterprise Mobility is. What do you all do?
Most people know us as Enterprise Rent-A-Car, National Car Rental, Alamo Car Rental. Our goal is to be the most trusted mobility partner in the world. We also do different business lines like commercial trucks, fleet management, commute and car share.
That's interesting to me that you all would, as global as you are, be interested in a local charitable thing that we're doing here. What's the connection? Why are you guys interested in contributing to our virtual kettle?
Well, I'm based right here in Chicago, so a lifelong Chicagoan, so always have to get back. And Enterprise does a great thing. You know, Jack Taylor always said, you know, if you take care of your employees and customers, profits will follow. And really, our mission is to really strengthen the individual communities that we're based in. So our team every year does something alongside of the Salvation Army, or we contribute with the Civic Luncheon and give back that way to the local Salvation Army. And, of course, the Salvation Army has been a great business partner through the years as well.
Do you have a story about a personal connection, either for you as an individual or your company, with the Salvation Army or any of their clients?
The biggest one that resonates for me is I really enjoy participating and donating to the Civic Luncheon. There's been a lot of great stories through the years at those luncheons where, you know, one that I really took, a gentleman was John Donovan, and talked about his journey from, you know, addiction to recovery. You tried every different avenue out there, and it was not until the Salvation Army came in with their dedication to help, you know, rescue him from that.
Yeah, we've heard from some of those people this fall and winter. We've been highlighting those stories. And it really is funny how people just reach a moment where they need help or are ready for help. And the Army's always there. And I know that donations are down this winter because it's been so cold. So, boy, if ever there was a good time to give to the Salvation Army, it's this time. So Enterprise is going to make a donation. What can we count on you for?
Yep, Enterprise is proud to present $5,000 to our friends at the Salvation Army.
All right. Oh, that's terrific. Well, $5,000 more in the kettle thanks to Enterprise Mobility. Eric Klicks is the Senior Account Manager. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you, John, and all that you do as well.
All right. Woo-hoo-hoo.
All right.
All I do is ask you to make a donation. 844-361-8400. Christina, what's the total in the virtual kettle now?
We are at 55,554.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
55,000.
I love that.
Which is still $200,000 shy of where we need to be. But David, I won't worry about
195,
that.
John. And the blood has returned to John's face. So that's a good thing.
This is our annual effort to help the Salvation Army do the most good. Can you call 844-361-8400? The Duchossois family is matching donations up to $25,000. But David, there's other ways you can cash in on your donation.
Yeah, $100 to $249. You get a deck of cards with WGN logo cards. $250 to $499. You get the winter scarf. $500 to $999. The highly sought after WGN baseball hat, and $1,000 to $2,499, you get a WGN embossed.
That's the raincoat.
Raincoat, and then first six donations, $25,000 or more.
No, not $2,500.
Okay. You want to go that? I'll knock it down then. $2,500. You know, I always go bigger, John, but you want to go 2,500, we'll go 2,500.
Christina, 2,500 is reasonable, is it not?
Yes.
Thank you.
The first six donations, 2,500 and above, you will also get the opportunity to attend the Chicago Bulls versus the Memphis Grizzlies basketball game in the Team Hochberg Suite on March 16th. Food, beverage, dessert cart, great seats, and first six that donate 2,500 or more.
Okay, and that's a pair each. So the number to call, 844-361-8400. If you make that donation now, you'll get over $100, the other premiums, and if you go 2,500 or more, you get to go to the Bulls game with a friend and have it done right.
First six.
844-361-8400, or click on the virtual kettle at WGNradio.com. There's a picture of me ringing this little bell right here. Can you help us out right now? What are you thinking, Major?
Yeah, I'm thinking that 17% of people in Chicago are below the poverty line.
And say that number again.
17% of Chicagoans are below the poverty line. And when I heard you ring that bell, it reminded me of someone that came up to me at one of our Red Kettle sites a few weeks ago and said, last year I was putting something in the kettle. This year I'm standing in line to get food for my family. Mm. So the difference a year makes, the difference a day makes in the life of a family in Chicago, how important and vital it is to give during this season.
Chris Zorch, what you made me think is you never know who you're going to help and what future that person has if we can just help them out a little bit.
Absolutely. And for me, I think of that little kid, you know, going to the camp at 6 years old and my life changing kind of after that. And it's so interesting, Caleb, but when I first started to ring the bell, I think I told you the story before, I was living downtown, I was playing for the Bears, and it was a crazy, crazy cold day. And I walked into the water tower place, and there was this guy ringing the bell right out front. And it was freezing. And I kind of started talking to him. He's like, oh, you're from the Bears, blah, 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 whatever. And I was like, hey, man, if you want to go to the bathroom or something like that, you get a hot chocolate or coffee or something like that, I'll relieve you. He's like, really? Now, I'm probably sure he wasn't supposed to do that. But I think because I was a Chicago Bear that he kind of allowed that to happen. Yeah. So, like, that was my first kind of time doing it. And I literally have been doing it ever since. And I kind of fell in love with that moment, again, because I was helped as a young kid. So that was my kind of, and hopefully I didn't get that guy in trouble.
Giving is contagious. Once you do it, you want to do it again.
It is, and you feel good when you give.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Yeah, give till it feels good.
Can I ask Chris a question, a personal question? So, you know, it's Hanukkah, right? It's the third night of Hanukkah. Kwanzaa's coming up, and the Christmas trees are up in a lot of our listeners' homes, and they're loaded with gifts. What was it like as a young kid not having that? Right. And not being able to have that as, you know, put our listeners in that perspective and what it means to a young kid to be able to have those gifts that, you knew your parents wouldn't be able to supply.
Sure. And you kind of knew of it because of the Christmas tree, because you go outside and folks are kind of decorating their houses and everything. But when you came in the house, you just knew kind of that just wasn't part of it. Right. receiving gifts or something like that. Now, we would go to local organizations, local nonprofit organizations, and receive things. And I remember my mom would always kind of try to save her money to buy me like one small gift. Mm-hmm. And I always kind of cherished that. And so for me, it was kind of understanding that, hey, you know, this is part of it. And if I only get one, that's fine. But then I also got like socks from another organization, sure, right? Or some underwear from an organization. And sometimes those are things that people don't think about.
Yeah.
When they're willing to kind of give things, they give toys and things like that. But a lot of times, like when you look on these lists that, yeah, that kids request or families request, it's like socks and underwear and like pajamas or like a t-shirt.
That's why
it's
the cash donations are such a smart, smart gift right now.
Right.
844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. We're doing this till noon. Can we get to $250,000? You can make a donation right now. Call 844-361-8400. Click on the red kettle. All right, Christina, I'm calling on you. Christina is our PR and marketing specialist here. How much money do we have in our kettle now?
$62,584.
Right, that's, nice. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. We're doing this until 12 noon. David, what's our goal again, Mr. Hochberg?
Yeah, I was going to say $450,000, but I think you'd pass out. It's $250,000 this
year. It's ambitious, isn't it? And yet, actually, are you counting on that money, Major Sen? Does this actually provide specific services?
Yeah, we are counting on every penny of that money, John. Hey, you know, I'm thinking of a family that just came through our Pathway of Hope initiative in one of our community centers. It was a father who lost his wife unexpectedly, children at home, had to work less hours to care for his children as a single dad now, trying to provide Christmas, trying to provide food, a safe place in summer for them to go. We count on this money 365 days a year. This is not just a Christmas fundraiser for what we supply at Christmas. It's every single day of the year.
And one of the organizations that gives and helps the Army all year long, Jewel Osco, Mary Trucco, is on a phone line. Let's say hi to her for just a minute. Mary Frances Trucco, how are you again? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, John, for having me. Great to be here as always every year. I love your show and I love the Radiothon.
Yeah, we do too. Well, thank you for saying that. Why is it so important for Jewel Osco to partner with the Salvation Army?
We know the need is out there. And, you know, this is not just a one-time partnership. We've been partnering with the Salvation Army for decades, and we do it year-round. And so we understand the need. We want to do what we can to help. And our customers have been nothing but wonderful about helping all that they can through our register campaigns. We also give through the Jewel Osco Nourishing Neighbors through the foundation. We donate food. So anything we can do to help, because, again, the need is out there and it continues to grow, and we want to help.
What do you say to that?
We couldn't do it without Jewel Osco. Mary Frances and I are together a lot this season because we partner so closely. And they help us to have food in our pantries. They help us to keep going when times are tough, just like some of the families coming into our
facilities. You really need a partner like them that has a stamp on all of Chicagoland, too, don't you?
Absolutely.
How valuable that is. You guys could do a lot of other things, but it's just really important, I think, to Chicagoland, Mary Frances, that you all do what you do for the Army.
It absolutely is, and I'm going to plug the bell ring off this evening with the Chicago Bears and the Salvation Army at our store at 2940 North Ashland in Chicago from 6 to 7 p.m. JoJo will be there. Salvation Army will be there. We'll have some Bears alumni there. So please, everyone, please come out, help the Salvation Army, meet a few former Bears, and contribute.
How about a round of applause for Jewel Osco, Mary Frances Trucco. Thank you, Mary, and stay in touch. Thanks for all you do for the Army.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Instead of, for those families out there, for those listeners that are having trouble financially themselves that want to give,
yeah,
instead of going into debt, further debt, why don't you just make a small donation?
You would come up with a scheme like this.
To the Salvation Army. Yeah. It's a great angle, John. Go
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
Make a small donation. And instead of buying gifts for family members and friends and coworkers with money you don't have and buying things that they don't want, they don't need, just make one donation to the Salvation Army, right, by going to 844-361-8400.
That's the number.
Or WGNradio.com and click on the kettle.
844-361-8400.
And you make one single donation, $5, $10, $15, whatever, $75. Gets a box of food. They package over 8,000 boxes of food, which will feed over 32,000 Chicagoans.
Do that again.
They package
$75.
$75 feeds a family. It provides food for a box of food for a family.
You guys must be buying at scale, Major.
We have a great partner in Chicago, Greater Chicago Food Depository. Yep. We work with them to get it at scale. We do everything we can to get that family a box of food to have a better Christmas.
So 8,000, they just packaged this past week in 8,000, which feeds 32,000 people, which fills up the UC 1.5 times. So if you could give $75, then you send out cards, handwritten cards to your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors, and say, "Hey, in lieu of a gift this year, I made a donation."
Not a bad idea.
And then that $75 donation not only feeds a family of four, but you could send it to 20 people as a gift, and they're like, "Oh, this is pretty thoughtful, and this is a good use of a gift instead of getting something that they don't want with money you don't have."
844-361-8400. People do leave little comments sometimes, right, Christina, when they make a donation? Give me a couple of names or numbers or comments. What are you seeing?
I've got Deborah Goddard, who donated $100, and she said, "Good luck on that $250K.
Yeah, tell me about it.
We've got quite a few $1,000. Scott Redrup donated $1,000.
Oh, wow. What does he get for $1,000? He qualifies for the WGN Radio Rain Jacket. Woohoo!
But he'd honestly prefer the deck of cards.
There you go.
We could send him 10.
He gets 10 deck of cards.
Send 10 decks of cards.
So that seems like a good trade.
Yeah.
But we have quite a few, and sorry if I'm some last names, first names. I apologize. Francis Hansen donated $2,000.
Thank you, Francis.
Yep. So we're seeing some nice big ones, and also a lot of anonymous donors.
Isn't it amazing? Somebody last night gave a $3,000 anonymous donation. So there's more than a dozen Salvation Army officers and employees answering the phone right now. You'll get in, and if you get a busy signal, keep trying. Or you can click on the red kettle at WGNradio.com, 844-361-8400. You know, we did a commercial a little while ago for this for Malnati's. They are providing food for all of the folks that are answering the phones.
Yep, they are. We are a great partner with the Malnati family. Jeannie's actually on our board, so they are always happy to help the Salvation Army doing what we do.
303 East Wacker is our address here right now, should they be interested in dropping some pizzas off our way, too. Yes. I mean, think about that for just a minute. Mm-hmm. By the way, you know who always used to make me feel good about this event we do is Steve Bertrand. Hey, Steve, how are you? Good morning.
John Williams, I'm great. How about you?
Really good. I miss you, man. Come into the studio. Be part of our show.
I saw you last week. You have to space it out a little bit. I just love this day.
Steve, you know, go ahead.
This day, honestly, I just love, for so many reasons. One, I mean, the first one is I just love the way David makes you feel so uncomfortable. It is so enjoyable to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And by the way, how much do I have to donate to not go to a Bulls game with David?
$8,900.
Oh, wow. How about that? Okay. How about that?
Yeah, I can do that.
$2,500 gets you in. $3,500 gets you out.
Wow.
Game.
But the other thing is, you know, this is just one of those days where so much of what you do on the radio is talking about what's wrong. And it just feels sometimes like we're helpless to do anything. And this is a way for everybody to participate in where we live and to help lift all of us up, not just those or us or them. It's all of us. Lift us up. And it's just so... It's just Christmas, you know, when I hear your total, I can't wait to hear the totals, and I just love this day.
Yeah, well, it's really nice of you to say that, Steve. Keep listening, and say hi to Sharon and your family for us, all right?
I will do it. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks. And Happy Hanukkah, David.
Thank you, Steve.
The number is 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400. They're standing by, ready to take your call. Chris, you're only going to be with us for about 15 more minutes, and then you're heading out. Corey McFerrin's going to sit in your spot.
Yes.
You're going to be ringing the bell on Washington, right?
Right.
State
in
Washington?
State in Washington. Correct.
That's really
right.
Terrific.
Right.
It's not too cold outside right now.
I was kind of lucky because last week I was like, whoa, it's like -500. I'm going to be in trouble. But, you know, the more you can do.
Take Chris down without a running start, an extra $5,000 from Team Hochberg.
Oh, wow,
I love it, David. That's awesome.
That. But really, Major, the donations at the kettles have been down. Maybe the kettles are less important now than they used to be. Folks can go online, right?
Absolutely. We'll take those digital donations online. But, you know, it's still an iconic symbol of the season.
It's part of the season,
isn't
it?
You see that red kettle? You hear that bell? You know it's Christmas in Chicago. We've lost 2 days, essentially, from the cold that Chris was just talking about, those freezing temperatures. you know, we can't put volunteers out. We can't put the kettles out. So it's so important to, that push toward Christmas to get that money either on your kettle, John, by calling in 844-361-8400 or by those red kettles.
Yep. Drop it in the kettle or go online, WGNradio.com. You'll see the kettle there. And Christina, give us another total in just a minute. I keep opening my packages early, but we have this ambitious goal, and we hope you can help us hit it and help the Army do the most good. This is our little radiothon just until 12 noon, an hour and nine more minutes to hit an ambitious goal, $250,000. Christina, where are we right now?
We are at 71,189.
We need to juice the kettle a little bit. Maybe our friends from ComEd can help us out. Tom Dominguez is on a phone line. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John. It's great to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, and thanks for helping the Army. What's your relationship with, or ComEd's, with the Salvation Army?
Well, you know, they've been a great partner with us over the years, and so is WGN Radio. I mean, you guys really, really put the giving in this season of giving. And so, likewise, ComEd wants to remind customers that we offer a number of bill assistance options, you know, to help with these rising energy costs that have been brought on by market conditions. So, you know, if you're behind, we can help you connect you with grants like LIHEAP. We have special payment arrangements if you're behind in your bills. You can also sign up for high usage alerts so that if you're trending higher, your usage is trending higher, you'll get an alert on your phone or through email, and you can make adjustments before that bill arrives. And, of course, you probably heard recently we're about to launch our low-income discount program.
Yeah. And they're good. They're logical partners for you, Major.
Absolutely. Last year, we did 30,000 cases of emergency assistance, including utilities. So to work with ComEd so closely is so valuable for us.
It's almost like there isn't an area of person's lives that you don't touch. Food, toys, heat assistance, shelter, rehabilitation services.
Absolutely. Not to mention anti-human trafficking, kids' summer camps, job assistance to make sure people stay employed and can find employment.
And you know, Tom, you remind me a little bit of our conversation with Mary Frances Trucco. I mean, it's nice to have organizations who we know throughout Chicagoland embracing and helping the Salvation Army. So I think on behalf of all of us in the studio and in Chicagoland, thanks to ComEd for doing what you guys do.
Thank you. I appreciate what the station is doing, what the Salvation Army is doing. I had a chance to sort of sit in and watch them do their work. And you show up for one thing and they listen to your story, and then they can find other needs that you have and connect them with you. So very important organization for our communities.
I'm glad you mentioned that. It's not random. When people come in, they assess their need, and then they help them not only satisfy that immediate need, but how is it that we can make it so you don't need the Army down the road? It really is a comprehensive approach, isn't it?
Absolutely. We don't want just the Band-Aid MASH unit approach where we see you and we'll see you again in 30 days. We want to engage in that person's story when they come in the door.
So, Tom, can you make a donation to the Salvation Army? What are you going to put in our kettle today?
Well, we're going to make sure that we're a sponsor of up to $5,000 for all of you today.
Nice.
There we go. There we go. They did it again. They did it again. Our best to everybody over there. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
All right, Christina. Now what do we have? Well, we just added 5,000. I don't know if that's in the kettle yet.
It's not there yet, but it will be soon. But before that was 73,339.
Okay.
I just wanted to throw out there, a Packer fan that busts my chops every Saturday on my show because he just got nothing better to do. He just donated $100 under Packer fan. You'll see it rolling through. So as much as we love to beat the Packers and all you Packers fans here in Chicago, we appreciate donations, anything that you could afford to help your brothers and
this
sisters
This is the way
out.
You encourage Packer fans
to
give money?
Well, you know, you got to talk, slowly to them because they're Packers fans, but that's fine.
Wow. That's awesome.
Wow. You're just saying that because Chris Zorich is sitting right there. Yeah. Well, I was thinking the other day that we travel with a lot of people, and if you are a person who has traveled with me before, let's take one glass of wine off the menu and make that a donation. Yep. And you know, who really provides some of the sort of boots-on-the-ground services? Matt Coder, who's in our studio. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, John. So
what do you do for the Army?
So I'm the Emergency Disaster Services Manager, and we work to provide help in northern Illinois, all of Chicago and all of the collar counties.
Specifically, what are you doing?
So we have a series of what we call canteens, our food trucks, and we provide food, hydration, emotional, spiritual care.
Where do you deliver that to?
Depends on where the disaster is, John. I mean, if there's a anytime you see a very large fire in Chicago, for example, just know that we are there. We're automatically dispatched by the city to attend, and that is for the survivors.
Oh, the city calls you.
That's correct.
Wow.
That's correct. So we go out 24/7, whatever the weather. This past weekend was a lot of fun. But we're there. We're present for the people that are impacted and the first responders who are there, because that's a really difficult bit of service they do.
What type of services are you providing? Food, shelter, and what are you bringing in the truck?
So we have food and hydration, and we're all trained in emotional spiritual care, because these are, for the people impacted, perhaps the worst day of their life.
Sure.
Right? And for first responders, you know, some of the things that they see and deal with on a daily basis are really, really challenging. And so we're able to provide some comfort.
You know, it's funny because we talk about the Salvation Army, how it's organized to, in almost a military fashion, provide assistance. But we haven't even talked about the emotional support that must be really part of your core mission.
It's huge. And I will say it is one of the things that I've learned in this time. Is you have to take a moment to understand the situation. For example, we work with OEMC, the city's call center, and their dispatchers hear a lot, and they go through some really hard times, especially hearing some of their comrades in the field, you know, if there's gunfire or shootings, and they hear this, and they go on to the next phone call. So we have chaplains that will go and be with those operators, and I had never considered their position.
844-361-8400. Those phone lines ain't free that the Army operates. The gas in the truck isn't free. 844-361-8400. Can we fill that up? You can make a donation right now. Call 844-361-8400. 630 says, how do I donate to The Kettle online? Well, you can just click on The Kettle at WGNradio.com. You can also go to salarmychicago.org/WGNradiothon. 844-361-8400.
How many trucks are you running on a daily basis, and how many people are staffed in each truck?
So we have approximately 14 canteens.
Wow.
Several of them are in our main warehouse, which is in Elk Grove Village, sort of strategically located off of the highways.
Sure.
But I have canteens in other locations, in Chicago firehouses, in firehouses in the northern suburbs. So staff, we are a small staff. There are six of us. We rely on volunteers. Huh. And our volunteers go through extensive training with us in order to do this work.
You guys always run a lean operation, don't you, Major?
Absolutely. We try to keep it as lean as possible. Matt is a big part of that. He was the volunteer coordinator before he was in this role. So recruiting those volunteers, finding people to come alongside the Salvation Army in our day-to-day efforts.
We're going to pause for news here. Stay there. And Christina, do you have a total for us now? Where are we now?
We are finally cracked 80,000, so we're at 80,100.
Nice. Come on. We got a ways to go.
All right.
A text is poured in. I love hearing Chris Zorich on the radio. I still have his jersey.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, thanks for doing all you do for the Army.
Absolutely. I've been blessed, and I'm just really fortunate, one, to help you out, but more importantly, to kind of find my way to give back to the Salvation Army.
How long are you going to be out on State Street today?
I am going to be there for an hour. I have some other things to do, but this is something that I'm so excited
about. Starting
when?
What time?
I'm going to be there from 1 to 2.
Washington and State.
And that's going to be at Washington and State. You remember that. I appreciate
so,
that.
So, John, this texter has time to put their Chris Zorich jersey on.
That's
come downtown.
Right. Or they try can to call. Track me down. 844. And tackle me, right?
Pop the knees.
844-361-8400. Thank you, Chris.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
844-361-8400. We're watching the clock, and we're watching the kettle. It's 11:13 on our WGN Radio, Radiothon for the Salvation Army. We only do it until 12 noon. We only do it 2 hours a year for an organization that does the most good 365 days, 24 hours a day, all year long. Shantae Bogart is going to be our first guest. Actually, let's go to the phone first because we got a lot of people that we want to weave in here. So, Shantae, why don't you say hello? Shantae is a regular contributor to the Salvation Army. She's with the Sutton Auto Team. Shantae, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I am well. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Really good. How's business for you all?
It's going well. We're filling the holiday cheer.
Why do you guys give to the Salvation Army, Shantae?
Well, there are quite a few reasons. From our partnership with the Salvation Army and our community mission here at Sutton Ford, giving back isn't something we do occasionally under our leader and principal, Dale Karen Ford. It is who we are. We've always believed that being a successful local business comes with the responsibility to invest in the people and the neighborhoods that support us. Many of our team members, customer, and even our owner lives right here in the community. So when families are facing challenges, we feel it personally. And supporting the programs with the Salvation Army strengthens families, it provides stability, and it offers hope. And that's something that aligns directly with our values and our culture that we work to maintain here every day.
Caleb, this is an example of a business that puts their money where their mouth is.
Absolutely. We couldn't do it without Sutton. I love when she says that they're caring for their own community. When we see those red kettles, when we give in our community, that funding stays in the community in which you give and the community in which you live. Sometimes it's our own neighbors. We would never suspect that, but it's our neighbors. It's the people our kids go to school with who are in need of the Salvation Army services 365 days a year.
So where are you all located? Tell me about your dealerships, Shantae.
We are located right here in the Matson Auto Mall, and we would be happy for you all to come and pay us a visit.
We would be happy for you to make a donation to our kettle. What are you going to put in there for us?
Well, we have something. We have something, that's for sure.
Go ahead and tell us.
We'll be giving a $10,000 donation today.
$10,000 donation. Thank you very much. Woo, woo, woo. $10,000 from the Sutton Auto Team. Shantae Bogart is a regular contributor to our little radiothon, and they're there all year long. Shantae, thank you for the help. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the donation.
Of course. You are very welcome, and thank you for your work as well.
All right, Caleb, we'll put $10,000 more. You'll add that in there, right, Christina? What's our total now in our virtual kettle?
We're at $114,999.
There you go. Okay, we're over the 100,000 mark. Oh,
wow.
But boy, we've got to make a sprint now, David Hawker.
It's 136 G's to go, Johnny. Don't worry about it.
You do the math on that.
At 45 minutes.
844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. And where does that money go again?
It goes where the $250,000.
Yeah.
It goes to the Salvation Army to do many great things. They provide that angel gift giving. They had the angel, hang on, I got it right here.
Angel tree
request, John. We mentioned it during the first hour, doubled from last year. They gave out over 107,000 toys. And just, Chris Doritz was just in here. And the point that I wanted to make while Chris was here, but he took off because he had other things going on, was that when you look at my house looks like an Amazon warehouse right now going on with Hanukkah and everything. I'm like, what? I mean, we only got three kids, for God's sakes, right? And my wife keeps buying crap for Hanukkah. And the reason we give at Team Hochberg is because we can. And I was brought up that you always give tzedakah, you always give to those that don't have. And if it makes me feel good, and our team had a pretty decent year this year, and that's why we were able to make a $5,000 donation at the end and put up the Bulls suite for this year to raise another, hopefully, $12,000.
Yeah, give $2,500. Yeah. You got two tickets to the Bulls suite with all the trimmings.
So that's where this money goes. So when you're looking at your Hanukkah gifts and your Christmas gift and your Kwanzaa gifts, just think how fortunate you are and that there's families out here in the Chicagoland area that don't have anything. And whatever you could give as a token of your appreciation, it's really needed more this year than in any other year because of the challenging times that we're facing.
Chris Zorich stepped out and sitting in his seat now is Corey McFerrin. Corey, welcome to the little radiothon we're doing here. How are you?
I don't know if it's so little, John. This is a big deal.
Every time I see this guy, he is smiling. Have you noticed that? And I think that's because he retired a couple of years ago.
That has something to do with it. And by the way, first time I've been in front of a live mic in more than 2 years, so be careful. I have a lot to say.
Okay, Corey, okay. For a long time was the face and voice of sports and news in Chicago, CBS, Fox News, ABC's Wide World of Sports once upon a time. You work with the Army as the vice chair of the advisory committee, right?
I do, and it's been a great experience. One thing you left off my resume, John, inadvertently, I did work for WGN Radio in the mid-90s for a while, doing morning sports a little bit with Bob Collins and then with Spike.
Wow. Shame on me for not mentioning that. Thank you for that.
It's back in the old saddle, but I've enjoyed my experience with the Salvation Army. I know Caleb's been kind of going over the different ways the Salvation Army helps our community, and that's the one thing that has – I still learn about the different the diversity of programs that we offer. It's really overwhelming, and it's such a rewarding feeling to just have a small role in this organization that's so important to the community. It really is.
Well, I think you and I have always been on the idea that because we're in front of a microphone or a TV camera, we can tell people about it, but then somebody's actually got to do the work. Captain A.J. Zimmerman is in our studio again. Welcome back, Captain. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You're still really tall, and you're still really
dude.
Smiling. Yeah. What do you do for the Army?
Yes, so I am a Corps officer in Englewood, and so I am in charge of the programming and all of the things that happen in Englewood, and I'm really excited to be here today.
What do you guys do in Englewood?
We do a little bit of everything. We have programming for, you know, every age group you can think of, but primarily our work is with youth and with seniors.
Mentorship for the kids?
Yes, absolutely. So mentorship is a big part of what we do and a big part of keeping kids safe and in Englewood in our community. A lot of violence we see, but at the same time, we look to be the beacon of hope.
I think that there, but for the grace of God, go a lot of us sometimes. We think, how lucky I am, maybe not to be living in Englewood. Wouldn't it be nice if there was somebody there providing material services, but also spiritual or emotional support, being a mentor?
Yeah.
You must feel that's a big part of your mission.
Yes. You know, I love Englewood and I love being there and I'm so excited to be there. But yes, mentorship is a part of what we do. It's actually, you know, for some people, I'm dad, I'm their brother, I'm their best friend.
Well, you came through the Army. Were you a recipient of Army services once upon a time?
Oh, yes. I started Salvation Army when I was about 9 years old. And I was a troubled kid with a troubled past. And I came to Salvation Army and it was like one of the only places where I felt that I could, you know, be a kid and also just have a place to go and play basketball and be safe.
Can you make a donation right now? 844-361-8400. Let's rescue more kids like AJ. Let's make a donation now. 844-361-8400. David?
How many kids are in the program that you guys run in Englewood?
We see about over 300 kids per day.
Per day?
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen to those kids and where would those kids go if the Salvation Army wasn't there?
Yeah, if the Salvation Army wasn't there, they're just one bad relationship from, you know, disaster. And so the Salvation Army being there, having people who love them, being around people who are like-minded, it's transformative.
What a great way to put it. Okay, 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400, if you can make a donation right now. And before we go back to our live conversation in the studio, I just want to introduce you with one other person, one other group that wanted to make a donation to the Army. On a phone line now is Beth Witzak. Beth is the head of community development at CIBC. It's a Chicago-based bank. A lot of you know CIBC, and Beth joins us now on WGN in our little radiothon. Hi, Beth. How are you today?
Hi. Thank you. I'm great, John.
Tell me a little bit about what you do.
So at CIBC, we're committed to building stronger neighborhoods where we live and work. We have a long history of supporting affordable housing and small businesses through targeted grants and loans. And our team has dedicated thousands of volunteer hours, especially around financial literacy for local students.
Salvation Army is one of your community partners?
Absolutely. We're proud to support the Salvation Army programs, such as emergency assistance and holiday initiatives, to create meaningful and lasting impact in the communities we serve.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I think a lot of us think about the things the Army does, and we don't really think about that as something that costs dollars, you know, like even emergency assistance, if it's helping people with a utility bill or a sack of groceries, somehow that needs to be acquired, and it's not free to the Salvation Army.
At CIBC, we're proud of the role we play in supporting the Salvation Army to support those in need.
We got a lot of them this year, and because of the weather, I've just been mentioning on the show today that the cold weather is keeping some of the kettle ringers and some of the folks from going out. The donations at the kettle are down. So an online opportunity like we're featuring today is ever more important and very, very easy. How much are you all going to put in the kettle, Beth?
At CIBC, we're happy to provide $5,000 to the Salvation Army this giving season.
There it is again. Wow. Oh, that's just terrific, Beth. Thank you. Thank everybody at CIBC for us, and continue to have a positive impact in Chicagoland. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, and thank you to all the listeners.
Can you make a call to 844-361-8400 or click on our kettle? Christina, what's the total in our kettle now?
We are at $124,939.
Almost exactly halfway there. But boy, we've got to raise a lot more money to get anywhere near our goal. Right, David Hochberg?
Yes, sir. $2,500. Get you a pair of tickets to the Team Hochberg Suite for the Chicago Bulls versus the Memphis Grizzlies on March 16th. Check with your CPA on that one. if you could write it off. I'm not saying anything about that. Just throwing it out there to have that conversation with your tax preparer. We'll supply you with two tickets and food, beverage, and, of course, the dessert cart, John, which, as you know, you get triple helpings, which puts me over the top
every
time.
It's funny, no matter what's happening on the rink or on the floor, when the dessert cart comes, everybody leaves their seats and they take advantage of the dessert cart at the United Center. Dave's got room for you. Your $2,500 donation gets you in for the Memphis Grizzlies game. But even a $100 donation qualifies you for WGN Radio prizes. We've got a deck of cards, a scarf, a really nice scarf, a baseball hat, and this beautiful rain jacket with our logo on there. And when folks say where or why or how did you get that, you've got a nice story to tell. If you make a donation, do 844-361-8400. Okay, Major, what else are you thinking about right now?
You know what we haven't touched on is our mobile feeding unit. So on cold days like this, our trucks will leave the Freedom Center in Humboldt Park. They will go out. They will make 25 stops across Chicagoland, serving a sandwich, a hearty bowl of soup, a beverage, and a snack. So they're not hungry later either. And we'll do that each and every day, 365 days a year on Chicago.
Corey McFerrin, what are you thinking about?
Well, I'm thinking about Caleb. I'm thinking about AK over here, and the idea of the commitment, the passion, the dedication you bring to your job every single day. And I'm so impressed every time. I mean, the advisory board is one thing, and a lot of people are really committed to the cause. But the staffers are the ones who carry the load each and every day. And I'm so inspired just being around them. It just rubs off on you. How can it not? So I'm just proud to be around these guys. And one of the things John is going to mention is that on Monday, every year I go out and I do the old red kettle, ring the bell deal, and always fun. And in recent years, it's become a little harder because people don't have money on them so much. And so you go, oh, please, can you give us five or ten? I just don't have anything. Well, now you can do a little QR code deal, and you get your phone. And so I love just going up. People say, hey, are you out of cash? Not a problem. Do you have a credit card? Come over here. And I walk them over and show them how it's done. So it's a blast.
If you go to Pettorino's, they've got a little QR code sitting on their table. You can make a donation there. You know, I was thinking, if you have been a recipient of Salvation Army services, or if you've given and you have a story to tell, I'll take your call at 312-981-7200. Are you inspired by what you're hearing and have something to offer? This listener texted in and said, I felt good about donating at my jewels store to the kettle. I knew I was contributing to someone's happiness. Today, I called your collection drive and set up a $25 a month contribution. Wow. You can do that regularly, I guess, huh? Yeah. But this will not stop me from using the Christmas kettle. What I give is used locally, and only 12% is used for transporting my resources to the person who needs it. Thank you very much, says Linda Sue.
Wow, thank you, Linda.
Okay, it's 11:29. We're going to pause for WGN Radio News. Can you make a donation right now? 312-981-7200 if you want to call in and say hi. But the number where the operators are standing by to take your contribution, 844 844- 361-8400. Major, the Salvation Army, is it right, is like the number one music educator in the world?
Outside of the public school system, we absolutely are.
So we have another studio adjacent to ours where there are members of the Salvation Army brass band, or how would we describe that?
I would call them a brass ensemble, and this is where I learned to play the brass instrument in the Salvation Army. In fact, one of the ensembles is my firstborn son, who also learned how to play a brass instrument in the Salvation Army. So this is one of our ensembles. You'll see them at kettle sites. You'll see them throughout the city, especially at Christmas time.
Music director over there is J.J. Pook. Boy, JJ, it's not just that you guys play that music. You play it so well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. That must make you feel really good doing what you do, not only your work with the Army, but making music, which really resonates with a lot of us.
Yeah, absolutely. The music we play tells a story, and there's always a message behind that, so we're just here to share that with other people.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being there. I'm going to come back to you in a few minutes, but you guys sound terrific on the radio, and you do it on the street corners. Imagine playing one of those instruments when it's 9 below 0 outside.
I've tried it. It's not great for the lungs.
Corey, do you play a musical instrument?
I do not, but I was just... I was thinking how perfect that sounded just now.
I know.
It sounded like a recording.
This was live. We weren't faking that. They're just standing over there.
I met them all. I came in with the band, actually. I came up in the elevator with them, and I was talking to them. I said, I feel proud to be with you. And they do a great job, but boy, that sounded perfect.
Yeah, sounds of the season,
yeah,
I would say.
That was it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm wondering is the operators that are answering the phones for the Salvation Army back at headquarters?
Absolutely.
Steve Hill is one of your employees, officers?
Senior Director of Corporate Engagement.
Steve, what's going on over there? Are the phones ringing?
Yeah, John. We have ringing off the hook. We're excited to just thank so many different people, too. Yvonne gave $900 from Naperville, and David from Libertyville gave $3,000, so
wow.
Thank you for that.
Great.
Wendy and Donald from Libertyville, again, another local there for $3,000, so I don't know, maybe they live on the street or something down the street and got a $3,000 club. Mary from Elmhurst gave $1,000, and Derek $1,000 from Glenview, and Nancy $1,000 from Glen Ellen. So thank you all for your support. The need is great, and we are so excited to be partnering with each and every one of you, and you too, John, for this today.
Well, we're asking folks to give, and WGN Radio listeners always come through. In fact, I was talking to Christina Quinn here on our PR team, and one of our friends from City Kids Camp gave money, right?
Yes. Cinderella, who volunteers and works with City Kids Camp, like you said, they donated $5,000.
Wow. Okay, let's put that in the kettle, too. And I would also mention that Blue Cross Blue Shield wants to put $5,000 in the kettle as well. Thank you much, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Blue Cross Blue Shield, $5,000 they're putting in the kettle right now. If you can put some money in the kettle, too, just click on WGNradio.com. We're trying to get to $250,000. You can also call. The operators will talk to you. They're nice people, just like Steve there. 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400.
$75, John. Think of it like this. If you're having financial challenges and you want to do something good, $75, you could buy a family of four a box of food. The Salvation Army packaged 8,000 boxes. That's 32,000 families here in the Chicagoland area. That fills up the United Center about 1.5 times. And the thing I just want to put out there is that you could take that donation and send out cards this holiday season. Instead of spending money that you don't have on gifts that your friends don't need, just send them a card, said, hey, this holiday season, you made a donation to the Salvation Army on their behalf. They don't need to know how much you did, and you help a family of four, feed a family of four, and... You know, that person, those 25, 50 people that, you send the same card to, they don't know what the donation is. You just did good in the hood, and that's what it's all about.
Well, 309 said, that's a great idea, David. I'll tell my siblings and relatives, I donated $100 in their name to the Salvation Army Red Kettle. Christmas shopping done. Yeah, well, maybe do both. I don't want to take anything away from anybody, but that's a smart way to make a donation, too. So can you call 844-361-8400?
Yeah, it's easy to think about the practical things you're giving with your donation, the food, the shelter, the clothing, but think of it as giving hope as well. It's not just giving the tangible things people can touch. You are giving hope. You are giving a way of life. You're giving people a reason to get up in the morning and keep going.
And so, Corey, you know, if folks make a donation, we're sort of giving them a little thank you gift.
Yeah, I was just kind of looking at that. There's a deck of cards over here. I sat down and thought, what do we got here? There's cards and there's little candy canes that Chris Zoritz left for me, which was very nice of him. I've known Chris for a long time. Very kind. And but you can get that for a gift between $100 and $250, right?
Right.
And then at $250 to $500, a winter scarf, which
very
is
nice.
It looks very
Carol
nice.
Carol Merrill is now displaying in our studio.
Navy blue. And then I like the cap myself.
That is an awesome hat.
I mean, I'm going to, if somebody's watching.
That's one of our best hats.
I mean, it really is cool. In fact, it looks almost like you're a captain of a yacht or something with the way the piping is on this.
It's big, bright blue, and then with white WGN radio letters on there, and then the piping along the rim.
So if that's what it takes. You know, to get you to pick up that phone, $500 will do it,
yep,
right here.
Yep, that's our thank you to that. And then David Hochberg says if you give $2,500 or more, you get the suite at a Hawks game.
Two tickets.
At a Bulls game.
Wow.
Two tickets. Grizzlies with all of the food trimmings. Yep, you and a friend.
You and a friend. That's the March 16th game. Check with your tax preparer on how you want to write that off, or maybe you do, maybe you don't, but check with your tax preparer.
David, would you be there as well?
I will be hosting that game, Corey.
Wow, it's an extra added incentive.
Should I put you down for 5 G's for 4 tickets?
I'll consider that.
844-361-8400. Call 844-361-8400. We're almost there now, so make that donation. Let's get it over the finish line, 844-361-8400, or click on WGNradio.com. All right.
Should I put a shout-out to the experts on my show, John?
Yeah, okay.
And just real quick, Andreas and Son, Redo, Access, Sarah Leonard, Lindholm, Lindemann, Mr. Floor, Dave Schluter, Rose Pest, Miracle Method, Permaseal, Next Door and Window, Stephen A. Leahy, Opum Tex, Resolutions, all put some money into the kettle. So thank you to all the Home Sweet Home Chicago experts for, lending a hand this holiday season.
You would know and appreciate Bully and Andrews, the commercial construction firm in town.
Big company.
They just put $5,000 more from Bully and Andrews.
All right.
Boy, bully on them. Thank you very much. Bully and Andrews Construction, $5,000 more going into the kettle. Your $5 donation adds up too. I wonder what the average donation is. I mean, most folks aren't giving $5,000. They're probably giving $25.
Christina, you've been monitoring the money coming in. What do they look like?
It's about 25 to 100.
Nice. Seems
to be the
25 to 100. Yeah. You know, John, as I was sitting here, I was thinking about one aspect of the Salvation Army's efforts that I don't know we've talked about too much that is close to my heart, and Caleb could maybe provide some texture to this, but the Camp Wonderland every year in Wisconsin that goes on, that changes the lives. I think Chris Zoritz, as a kid, spent some time there, but it's just really the idea that somebody can go out there and enjoy something they've never had a chance to do, and it changes their whole idea and their perspective on the world.
I love how Chris says he thought he was in a different country when he was 6 years old and was out at Camp Wonderland. Like, that's how different it was from the neighborhood he lived in. And the life transformation that can happen when you get out of your own zone for a while and get out in the fresh air, you know, learn for the first time how to shoot a bow and arrow and how to do things like, sit around the campfire and meet friends and play sports. It's just a life transformation moment for a lot of kids each summer.
Producer Pete looked it up. The average Salvation Army donation is $281.
Wow.
Nice.
Excellent.
Mm. Some of you do 25. Some of you do 2,500. We'll take whatever you can give right now to help our Salvation Army. Our Salvation Army. This money stays local, right?
Absolutely. You give locally. It stays locally. It's used through Chicagoland 365 days a year. That Red Kettle was a fundraiser that started for one meal in San Francisco over 100 years ago. And now it's used as our main fundraiser to keep us going 365 days.
And haven't we all found that people like giving? I mean, you feel good when you make the donation?
Absolutely. It gives you a sense of purpose. Like I said, you're giving hope. It's not just the practical, you know, tangible things people can have and the needs they have in their life every single day. You're giving them hope. There's a Christmas carol that says the words, a thrill of hope. And I think that is very appropriate to have that thrill of having something to hope for in life.
That's Caleb Sen. Now, what are you thinking about?
Phone number, 844-361-8400. And I'm thinking that the phones are open until 1 and that the online kettle's opened all day. And
all the time. And by the way, and the premiums that we're giving you, the thank you gifts for your donations are good until midnight tonight. So tomorrow is when I will have the very final total, if you will, although I know folks continue to give through the year. But the promotion we're doing on WGN Radio rewards you for your donations, like Corey was saying, as little as $100 gets you from the deck of cards all the way up to the suite at a Bulls game with David Hochberg and all of the trimmings. So you can make a donation by calling 844-361-8400, or click on the red kettle at WGNRadio.com. I know those lines get busy, too, and sometimes you get a busy signal.
Absolutely. Keep trying, or go ahead and join us online on the red kettle there at WGNRadio.com.
One of the things that I notice when I'm out there doing my thing with the red kettle and ringing the bell is that so many people are in a hurry to get where they're going. We all are like that. Your head is down. You're hustling to the next appointment or the doctor's appointment or the school class you got to go to. But when people slow down just a little bit and realize what you're doing and dig into their pocket and grab a $10 bill or whatever it is or the credit card and do it, you can just tell suddenly they're they can see the look on their face. They're saying, I'm glad I did that. And also, the other point is, a lot of times you see families, and the mom or dad takes the minute, and they're modeling for their for their kids, showing, this is what you do. Yeah. You give back. This is part of being an important part of what you do as a person in the middle of a society like we're in now.
Well, you know what I say whenever I put money in the kettle and someone's standing there, I say thank you to them. Because I know I'm just giving you some change or some folded money, but you guys are the ones doing the work. You are the ones who are making the commitment. Thank you.
Yeah, I've heard people say when they put in the kettle, my grandmother would never forgive me if I passed a kettle without putting something in. It's a generational sense of philanthropy.
It's what you're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Christina, what's the number now?
We are at 160,505.
Okay, we're now under that $100,000 threshold that we need to get to. We're shooting for 250. I want to be able to announce at the beginning of my show tomorrow, that's at 10 a.m., we will have lapsed past the premiums or the gifts for your donation at midnight tonight. But I think we can get there, David.
Wait, John, come on. There's 8 million people in the Chicagoland area. We got how much? 60 G's to go? 670?
90. Come on. 844-361-8400.
It's a travesty if we don't hit 90 G's within the next 12 hours.
What is the maybe surprising thing that people, what would surprise people to know the Salvation Army does?
Yeah, you know, one of the most surprising thing I believe that people would find is our anti-human trafficking efforts.
Yeah, you mentioned that briefly a little while ago.
You know, people who are being trafficked throughout the world, a lot of that happens in Chicago because it's a major market in the United States. But we have efforts. We have people, boots on the ground every single day who are looking for individuals, who are coming into contact with individuals who are going through being trafficked, and we have safe places for them. We can have intervention strategies as well.
I would imagine, though, the single thing you do the most often is provide food. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, and not to make a pun of it, but food is our bread and butter. You know, it's what the Salvation Army does. You know, it's what the Salvation Army really was raised up for. Our founder believed you couldn't change a man's soul if they were hungry and dirty. So soup, soap, and salvation. So getting that food out there, we're seeing lines for our pantries that are double what they were this time last year. And the actually getting food in our pantries has become quite a chore as well.
Wasn't the need for toys or the number of toys or the toy requests double this year?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, last year we did 170,000 toys. So this year we're anticipating almost hitting that 200,000 mark.
I love the soup, soap, salvation. We have to remember that. That's all. That's right up there with doing the most good, I think, Caleb, as far as a motto or a mantra. And, John, I know our time is running out here, but I just wanted to say from, as a representative of the advisory board, to thank you for all you have done over the years to really to lead the way in a from a media point of view on all the things the Salvation Army is doing and stands for. So thank you for
I've
that.
I've always been humbled by the work they do. And, you know, I've said this a couple times today, but I can stand in front of a microphone and say, hey, would you do it? And I can write a check too. But the hard work is what the Army does. And thank God someone is willing to do it.
You've got the largest audience here on WGN because you are the king. So I just want to break it down to ridiculous because that's what sales professionals
do.
So
Rob might argue that point, but well, keep going.
Well, Bob's not here. and I'll tell him that tomorrow morning when I'm on his show. 18,000 people given $5. We hit the 90 Gs. 9,000 people given $10. We hit the 90 Gs. 900 people given $100. We hit the 90 Gs. We got 8 million people within the Chicago metropolitan area that the Salvation Army services. So if you break it down like that, 18,000 people listening right now, pick up the phone and give a fin, give $5. That's all we're asking, right? We hit the 90 Gs. 9,000 people give $10. Okay, that's it. All right? Stop that Dunkin' Donuts. I got those egg bites, which are delicious, and a cup of coffee.
Right,
it's like $12.
Point, yeah, know, right.
But you don't need that tomorrow. You don't need that. Right. You give to the Salvation Army. There you go.
That's it. Christina Quinn, what did you want to say?
We just got one very large donation from Margo Funk for $5,000.
Right. Margo. We love Margo.
Thank you for the Funk.
Love Margo.
Funk's out there.
All right. So we are right now getting close to the end of our on-air performance here. We'll do WGN Radio News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's Wednesday. Terry Savage will join us on the Business Lunch. Corey, it's so nice to have you in the studio again and doing what you do all year long for the Army.
John, it's always a pleasure to see you and keep up the great work. You're doing a great job.
Hey, the studio is filled now with the band and other people that were on. Hey, on the count of three, I want you all to say give now. One, two, three.
Give now.
You can. 844-361-8400.